After a 16-year battle, a bill to Florida's firefighters' cancer benefits is heading to the governor's desk. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. Even though firefighters receive health insurance, cancer coverage is not part of the policy.
Cancer victims in the fire service are becoming younger and younger and younger. I didn't get mine till I was 67 years old. There are now guys getting cancer in their late 30s and early 40s.
Former firefighter Jay Post found out he had throat cancer in 2017 after working in Brevard County for 33 years. While firefighters work in a hazardous occupation, some are not informed of other risks. Dwayne McKeever says he did not know the dangers when taking the job in 2003 and has been fighting cancer for years.
First was melanoma cancer. It was going into a stage 4. I had to be rushed into emergency surgery. She said I had about another 6 months, I'd have been terminal.
And Representative Matt Willite, who is a firefighter, says he's worried he'll become another statistic.
But members, never once did they tell me that 2 out of every 3 firefighters today in this state or this country will be diagnosed with cancer. 2 out of every 3 firefighters in the state of Florida. We have 21,000 professional firefighters in the state of Florida. Imagine that. 14,000 of them may have some form of cancer.
Chief Financial Officer and Fire Marshal Jimmy Patrones and Senator Anna Tier Flores have helped push the bill through the process.
If a firefighter gets certain types of cancer, those that have been directly linked to their line of work, if they get that type of cancer while they are working on the job, that their out-of-pocket expenses for deductibles and other things like that would be covered by their employer.
That was Flores, who filed the bill. The repercussions are just beginning for the first responders. Patrones says the well-being of firefighters should be the primary focus.
As they can cover all different levels of service when it comes to the fire services, that's not just good for the profession, it's good for recruitment. It helps people realize that this is a profession they can go in that is going to give them peace of mind, that the profession is going to protect them and also give their family comfort that their loved one has some peace of mind and safety.
The bill's effective date is set for June. The bill heads to the governor's desk where he can sign it, veto it, or let it pass without a signature. For WFSU, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.